Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Hey, everybody, the speaker vote is done, and we are in chaos, but this conversation is more important than ever with Kurt Schlichter as we go through it in real time. Enjoy. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com to listen advertiser free. And just go to charliekirk.com. You can find members-only content and so much more, charliekirk.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Kurt Schlichter, author of Overlord, eighth in the series. Check it out. I'm hearing great things about it in the People's Republic series. Kurt, thank you for taking the time. Kurt, I was thinking, who could we have on the show that's not going to hold anything back, make our audience laugh about the Shakespearean tragedy and drama that we are witnessing? Kurt, how should we think about what is happening right now as we speak, motion to vacate of Kevin McCarthy?
Well, the whole thing reminds me of the sin of Onan. I think, you know, I'm trying to keep it FCC compliant here, Charlie. I'm an Army guy. I want to know what the objective is. I don't like Kevin McCarthy. He's not my pal. I am completely indifferent to what happens to him. He is a tool in every sense of the word, but mostly to be used for an objective. What's the objective? Matt Gaetz. Why now? Why here? Why this? I know what the plan is, to the extent is it starts with vacating the chair. And step two, we're going to skip over that. And then step three is some better situation happens. I don't understand the plan. I understand that we've got a presidential primary going on. While we are talking about this, we are not talking about the lawfare against President Trump. We are not talking about the various candidates and their policies. We are not talking about the Hunter Biden revelations that even the Washington Post can't ignore anymore. We're not talking about Jamal Bowman, who can't figure out the difference between a door and a fire alarm. I actually believe him there. I do think he is that dumb. Instead, we've got Matt Gaetz being followed by hundreds of regime media reporters who, for the first time ever, are thrilled to ask what Matt Gaetz, a hardcore conservative, thinks, only because they think it's going to cause chaos among the Republicans, which it is. And he appears to be eating this up. He appears to be loving this. He appears to have a personal beef against Kevin McCarthy. Not sure that his personal beefs should have any play in here. Look, I'm all about winning. I don't understand how that wins. I haven't had a good explanation of how vacating the chair wins. Again, not a pal of Kevin McCarthy. He's not my favorite guy. I don't like him. I don't love him, but he's been useful. Who's going to be the guy who takes over when Matt Gaetz tosses him out with the help of the Democrats, who will never do anything that's good for the Republicans? So you can tell, you know, it's an important indicator. If the Democrats are united behind you in doing something, that's when you think, huh, maybe this isn't such a great idea. So I'm, you know, I'm concerned with winning legislative elections in Virginia, where we have to show people who have doubts about conservatives that we can govern. I'm concerned about winning in Kentucky, where we have a very important governor who's very likely to have to replace Mitch McConnell, whose health is failing. I want to, you know, is this going to help those things or hurt those things? What's the answer? I don't know what the answer is. I'm unconvinced. And to take a giant leap, to do something that hasn't been done in 113 years, you know, I'd like to know what the plan is. Am I crazy, Charlie?
No, there is no plan. And I understand the anger from the base. I'm going to read some emails here, though, Kurt. And
Me too!
And I get it, because we have been betrayed on every major issue. So I get it. I feel the same way. I'm not even trying to do happy talk. I'm not trying to do – I'm just asking, guys, before you storm the Bastille, what's next? And there is this – there's this amazing dialogue that happened – boy, I'm trying to remember what New York City liberal was. But it was with the Black Panthers. I think I had you on once and we talked about this. So the Black Panthers came to some sort of white liberal cocktail soiree. And all the white liberals were like fawning over them. Ooh, the Black Panthers, best thing ever. And some, you know, brave soul, you know, listens to the speech and the Black Panthers say, we're going to burn it all down. We're going to do this. And somebody asked the question. They said, but what next? And the Black Panther responds. He says, well, you can't know everything, man. It's like, okay, hold on a second here. Like, let's time out. Like, let's, I get the anger. I understand it. But here's the
thing. Let
me just read some of these emails here, because again, I have received thousands of very nasty messages, not even because I'm saying we shouldn't be doing this. I'm saying that this has probably not been thought through, like just what the 1, 2, 3, 4 is, right? So I'll read one of these emails here, right? Charlie, the time has come to burn it all down. They're all the same. It can't get any worse than what we have. What is your response to that, Kurt?
That's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I think we need to stop sugarcoating it with our people. Okay. I've been in the ruins of a civil war. It gets a lot worse. We have problems here. You know, and I find it interesting that guys like you and I, who no one is going to mistake for a squish unless they are actively stupid or think the listener is actively stupid, are saying, wait a minute, stop it. We need a plan. We need a direction. We need to figure out what the heck we're going to do. And it can't just be, well, let's just see what happens. Let's toss this guy out with no idea who follows. You know what's going to happen? A bunch of Republican squishes, the same one the base is infuriated at, are going to get together with a bunch of Democrats. And they're going to put in a squish Republican speaker like they got down in Texas, the same kind of creep was behind impeaching Ken Paxton. And then they're going to go, I can't believe it. You know, I keep thinking of that meme, the guy riding on his bike and he's saying, dang, these Republicans, they're screwing everything up. He sticks some between the spokes of his wheel. He wrecks. He goes, oh, they're really annoying. Look what they did to me.
The anger is understandable, I could read. By the way, the audience is 99% in the direction of vacate, storm the Bastille, take the head, and all that. But let's just go through a fact, which is that the people that will be voting for motion to vacate, you know, they say they've been lied to and betrayed, and I'm going to take their word at it. Right? I'm not there. They are. I'm not going to. But they will. They will vote with. They will vote for every Democrat. So is it correct, Kurt, to say that this is a gift to the Democrat Party?
Well, the Democrats sure think so. Democrats are excited about this. Every single Democrat wouldn't be voting for this thing if they didn't think it was good for the Democrats.
Hold on. That sounds obvious, but time out. Say that again, because that let's not bury the lead, okay? Hold on. Just I want you to repeat what you just said. Say it again.
Every single Democrat would not be voting for this if every single Democrat did not think this was good for the Democrats and bad for us.
That sounds so obvious, but because the Democrats never vote against their own interest, ever.
No, they don't.
Now, I'm talking about their political party interests, not the interests of their constituents, of their power.
No, I think you're right, and I understand people are frustrated. Grow up. We have a 4-seat majority of one house of the Congress. Okay, there are a bunch of reasons why that's true. Many of them the fault of our own party and our own choices and actions. But that's where we are. I can't believe, why isn't he decreeing blah, blah, blah? Because, you know, maybe you should have paid more attention that Schoolhouse Rock, I'm just a bill thing. Because it doesn't work like that. We have got to make incremental movements. We are not going to make, you know, this is not going to be a giant sweeping cavalry charge. This is going to be bayonet fighting inch by inch. And sometimes you're going to lose ground. Sometimes the bad guys score points. The goal is to move forward. But you never move forward by losing.
I don't want to make any broad proclamations, but it looks like we're not going to have the House next year. I'm just going to tell you right now. This is not making it more likely for it. And most of our audience doesn't care. And they're telling us, and then that's not.
But they will.
But they will. Once they abolish the Electoral College, I'm going to get a lot of emails.
Yeah, well, I can't believe they're doing this. Well, believe it. And you thought it was a great idea. No, I would rather not be in the I told you so mode.
I know.
Someone get it out now.
I know. When Washington, D.C. becomes a state, I don't want to have to replay this segment. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, think.
I just want to make sure everyone's clear. I share the anger. I share the volcanic eruption against the Uniparty. Let's be smart. Let's ask ourselves, is there any downside to letting our emotions govern our behavior? I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. All right, Kurt Schlichter continues with us. The vote is ongoing right now to vacate the chair. Breaking news, every Democrat will be voting to vacate the chair. There will be no dissension. So, Kurt, I don't know if you could see a screen here. This is what happens if a single Democrat votes out of line. Play cut 30. It's one of the most powerful scenes in movies. Walk us through that scene, Kurt.
Well, Waltz, the director who doesn't do what Tom Hagen says in The Godfather, wakes up and finds Rosie O'Donnell's head in his bed. And it's a tragedy. It's horrible. It's an enforcement tool.
I'm not saying that we as Republicans should act like that. I'm saying a fact. This is why the Democrats, they don't want to wake up with, you know, their chihuahua's head in their bed.
No.
They're like, nope.
No,
as I said, if AOC ever filed a motion to vacate Pelosi, her aunt would be deported. Her brother would be, you know, indicted for something. She would lose her parking pass and her boyfriend would lose his job all before Nancy Pelosi is done with her third screwdriver at 9 a.m. So, Kurt, let me ask you, and I want to there's some really good meaning emails here. Brett, for example, Charlie, first time I ever disagreed with you. It is simple. McCarthy was given all year to follow through with promises. Accountability must be carried out. And you know it never is in government. Republicans must learn to do what they promise for the people in leadership and follow through. I'll read another email here. Charlie, so if we, the listeners, are so stupid because we are sick of betrayal, what big plan do you guys have? Haven't heard a plan from each one of you. Again, lots of anger today. Kurt, how should we respond to those?
Well, look, I think Kevin McCarthy, again, who I have no special love for, to me, politicians are fungible. One is as good as the other. It's simply a matter of what you can do for me at a given moment. It would be, Kevin McCarthy has been doing about as good a job as you can do in the situation he's given, which is a majority of four people. And it is, it's very hard to do whatever you want when you don't have the power to do it. And I think he's done a remarkable job, not a perfect one. I wouldn't have, for instance, gone on vacation in August. I would have made everybody stay until we got the stuff done. But I can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And he was good enough. I don't see an alternative. If you just want to burn things down, you get burned too. I prefer not to be burned, Charlie. I prefer victories one after the other, small ones, step by step, with some defeats, over a massive self-inflicted defeat.
So some people say, then, Charlie, what is your guys' plan? I think our plan is pretty simple, Kurt. This is my perspective, is that we have to just kind of put our hands up and be like, Congress is a massive disappointment. Try to get the appropriations bill. Yeah. Not going to celebrate it. I'm going to focus my attention on trying to win the White House while simultaneously thinking that a circus in Congress is not good. I'm not going to defend it. I'm not going to say it's a beautiful thing. I'm kind of done with Congress as it is. And I think part of the issue is, Kurt, is people think that we can get some sort of rip-roaring Congress. We can't even get that in Texas.
We haven't made the case that we can govern, and we're busy making a case that we can't. But look at the progress we have made. We could have some better negotiating position for the budget. We're not going to get the budget we want because we only have a four-seat majority. But one thing we have done is uncovered this whole Biden corruption thing, which never would have happened without a majority and may just come to a flying stop when we don't have a conservative speaker, because we may get a moderate speaker. And what do you think the Democrats' price for supporting a speaker with some moderate Republicans is going to be? If you don't think bury this whole Biden thing is on the price tag, you're crazy.
Kurt Schlichter, I feel the anger, everybody. Let's see what happens. We are going to be without a speaker likely very soon. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit and let me know. Has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Okay, Kurt, I want to read this email from Bobby who emailed us. Charlie, McCarthy is responsible for the narrow House victory to begin with. He dumped money and effort into burying MAGA candidates. Now you want to use the argument of our limited power against holding him accountable for all our failings. Why do you think he wanted the limited number control? It's a gun to our head. We've been manipulated. It's time to remove him. Time to for a new speaker. Get your head in the game. So, Kurt, how should we respond to that?
Well, look, that's just dumb. I blame McCarthy to some level, too, though less than other senior Republicans. But it was a group effort screwing up 2022. And the idea that there's some sort of like seven-dimensional chess where he only has a couple people, majority, because that's like to his advantage. Stop with the childish stuff. One of the problems that we have, Charlie, is a lot of people came into politics energized by Donald Trump. And that itself is not bad, but a lot of them do not understand how actual politics works. Okay. And it's not this conspiracy thing. It's not these clever geniuses. These are not Bond villains. Okay. These are not super smart Ernst Stavros Blofelds in their volcano lair. They're regular people with regular faults and many of them not exceptional in any way. So the idea that there's some sort of giant conspiracy going on, no. It's exactly what it seems. It's people having to make deals, people having to make compromises, and other people not accepting the fact that, you know, most of America is not as conservative as you are, Charlie, as I am, as your viewers and listeners are. We've got to get along with a majority of people who are more liberal than we are, even on the Republican side. How do we do that? We're not dictators. We don't have absolute power. We've got to make incremental progress. And we've got to accept that sometimes we're not going to win.
So
why
should
we open the court?
I want to also just let's play this out and also talk about how Kevin and Speaker McCarthy, he should have handled the CR thing differently. I think this is also a fair part of the conversation, right? He wouldn't be in this mess. Which is just now a mess. They have the votes. It's just right now breaking news. 10 Republicans are showing that they are not going to table ousting McCarthy, which means they're likely going to. Well, that means they're forcing the vote. We'll see if they actually go through with it with the next vote. But it looks like it's going to happen because every Democrat is in lockstep. But Kurt, in a very strange, not a strange world, Speaker McCarthy's probably being like, man, I should have shut down the government. I would still be Speaker. Because at this, and by the way, I don't like what happened over the weekend with the CR. It was the exact opposite of what we, the voters, wanted. Talk about how the CR led to this, Kurt. It really was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, look, we wanted to get to, look, this starts long ago. We wanted to get to regular order. I don't understand why McCarthy didn't keep everybody over August in a hot, sweaty swamp.
I agree. That's a good point. Yep, that's right.
We always come up to the end, and this time I think McCarthy, by pushing it off 45 days, got the best possible deal from the circumstances that everybody put him in. Because, you know, again, he doesn't have absolute power, as we're seeing right now. He's got to herd 218 cats, and, you know, it's hard enough to herd two cats. This was going to happen eventually anyway, because there are rewards for doing this. If you look at Matt Gaetz is getting more attention than he will ever get has ever had and will ever get in the future right now, because he's perceived as damaging the Republican brand, which it appears to me he's doing. But he gets a reward out of it. Now, he wants to run for governor. He doesn't intend to be in the next Congress necessarily.
Now
he's got nine to lose.
There is a chance, but it's a small chance, that let's say Chip Roy or a more conservative becomes Speaker. Is that? But it doesn't seem as if that is going to happen, because, by the way, Nancy Mace is voting to vacate Kevin McCarthy. She's the most like erratic.
What?
She's all over the place. I get a kick out of her. I got to be honest.
Get into the Chardonnay again.
Nancy Mace votes to
what?
She votes for a criminal referral against Steve Bannon, and then she goes on the Steve Bannon show like 9 months later, and now she just does whatever she wants. It's actually hilarious. Maybe she wants to be speaker. Maybe she wants to be speaker. So,
no, all she does is speak. I haven't seen her do anything but run her mouth. Look, if you're on the side of Nancy Mace with all the Democrats, this is what I call an indicator. This is where you go, wait, time for a personal inventory about the path I've chosen.
So let's play cut 42. Let's play cut 42.
Mr. Speaker, I rise to a question of the privileges of the House and offer the resolution I previously noticed.
The clerk will report the resolution.
House Resolution 757. Resolved that the office of the Speaker of the House of Representatives is hereby declared to be vacant.
The resolution qualifies as a question of the privileges of the House. For what purpose does the gentleman from Oklahoma seek recognition?
Motion to table at the desk.
The clerk will report the motion.
Mr. Cole of Oklahoma moves to lay the resolution on the table.
So the only question that remains is who's going to vote present, or will the Democrats break with the caucus, which won't happen because they don't want, you know, their dead Pomeranian in the bed. So it's just a simple majority at this point. And again, the present votes could change the math a little bit, right?
Yes.
It's not that the cake is baked, but it certainly looks like it very well might be baked. But Matt Gaetz, Ken Buck, Andy Biggs, Tim Burchett, Sparks, Davidson, Rosendale, Mace, and Good are forcing the vote. So those are 10 votes to say that we want the vote. How they will vote, we will see. And I think it only takes 3 or 4 if every Democrat goes with them. And so then let's just build this out, Kurt. So that means literally we're going to go right back to where we were in January. All the committees are going to be put in suspension. All the looking into Merrick Garland, all the weaponization of government stuff at the FBI, all the January 6th stuff, that's all kind of put in suspension. We had 15 rounds last time, and we're going to start again. So, Kurt, walk us through deja vu all over again.
Well, first thing Matt Gaetz does is walk off the floor of the House to an adoring throng of regime media people who are going to love him for the next 15 minutes. And that's going to be wonderful. Jamal Bowman is sitting there going, yeah, I'm forgotten in all of this. Donald Trump is up in New York experiencing a witch burning, the likes of which our country has never seen. But we're not going to cover that because, Matt Gaetz and his pals, have to get their time in the sun. Oh, yeah. Ken Buck's going to go get his CNN contract. Bob Good of Virginia is going to tank the legislative agenda, elections in Virginia. This is just great stuff if you're a Democrat.
And it is going to be kind of aligning with the Democrat, right? But here's the question, and I don't know the answer.
And Nancy Mace.
I don't know. Like, she's out of control. So it's the most unpredictable member of Congress I've ever seen.
No, she's totally predictable. Because mark my words, tomorrow she's going to get on like MSNBC, like with Scarborough, and she's going to be like, I can't believe how dysfunctional Congress is. We have to work together to build bridges to a brighter tomorrow.
No, that's right. On Morning Joe, on Morning Mika.
Yeah.
Or she might start the Mace for Speaker campaign. So
Mace for Speaker. Nancy Mace is to Republicans what Mika Brzezinski is to the institution of marriage.
I'll let everyone do that math. Just let that sink in. So there's a this hasn't happened. Let's just talk about the history of this, Kurt. This hasn't happened in 113 years. And I do think that's because we are living with such largesse in the sense of the borders are open. There's so much anger and frustration. In some ways, this is inevitable, right? The country is collapsing.
Oh, yeah.
People are looking for any sort of pressure release valve. Kurt.
Yeah, that's true. But, there's good pressure releases, like hitting the gym. And there's bad pressure releases, like opening up 3 bottles of Jack Daniels and chugging them. Okay, this is chugging the Jack Daniels. We're not going to feel good tomorrow. We're going to regret it greatly, and it's not going to accomplish anything. Look, I understand frustration. I'm also an adult. Incremental progress is all we're going to get. We're not going to fix everything overnight. Okay? And to the extent politicians promise that they will, and McCarthy did, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents. No, you're not. And you should not say that you're going to. But I haven't heard a better idea than McCarthy, and he's been doing about as well as we can. And we've actually gotten a lot out of this in terms of investigations. So I don't know where it goes from here, but I'm pretty sure it ain't going to be better.
So I love that. I mean, I love that idea of like the hangover.
Yes.
You know, when the fog clears and your high, you know, dissipates, I don't know if we're going to be feeling great when all of a sudden, you know, Speaker Mace all of a sudden announces that she has 30 Democrats with her to, you know, or, you know,
don't think it can't happen.
No. This is not a joke. People have called me names all morning. Charlie, stop. You know, I said, no. You're in the midst of a congressional session. This is a different ballgame than January. I mean, you're talking about, you could have a Dusty Johnson, Don Bacon, Hakeem Jeffries, you know, that guy that just got mugged, whatever that guy, Qualero, whatever his name is, right?
Where are?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, anything can happen at this point. And.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Look, I can see Nancy Mace, and you just see the calculation in her eyes whenever she's on MSNBC and CNN. And would she promise Hakeem Jeffries, hey, we're closing down the Biden investigation, that she was all for 15 minutes ago, in a heartbeat?
Yeah, and by the way, so if you
Matt
get if you get a more moderate speaker, they could just close down every one of these subpoenas. There's no impeachment.
Everyone.
Yeah, and by the way, our audience says we don't care about any of that, and that's I disagree. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Do you get the feeling that the unthinkable is going to happen soon? Well, I do. Between the distractions and the smokescreens of the media, we probably might not even see it coming. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's why it's so smart to invest in emergency food right now. As they say, quote, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. My Patriot Supply is the nation's leader in high-quality emergency food. Head to MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare today with emergency food that will stay fresh for up to 25 years. Enjoy a wide variety of delicious food kits offering over 2,000 calories every day for optimum strength under stress. And don't forget about water filtration and purification products. These are perfect for your bug-out bag, survival supply, and camping pack. One thing is for sure in this world, we all need to stock up before panic sets in. Order by 3 p.m. and your item ships the same day, and that is really fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what's coming, MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, Kurt, let's summarize it. It looks like this vote is going to happen. What is the best-case scenario from this point forward?
I think it's likely he's going to lose the speakership. The best case scenario would be quickly picking a new Republican speaker. But what's the name of that guy? Because if I recall back in January, we went through 15 iterations before we got to Kevin McCarthy. So who's the other guy? Who's the what's the alternative? I mean, I feel like, you know, you're on a date with an ex-girlfriend and you say, hey, let's go out to eat. Where do you want to go? I don't know. I don't care. Okay, let's go Chinese. I don't want no Chinese. Okay, let's go Cuban. I don't want no Cuban. Let's get hamburgers. I don't want hamburgers. That's how what's the answer? You can't just say no all the time. You're not a two-year-old. I need an answer. And it doesn't make me a squish or love Jeb Bush or Paul Ryan, because I'd like a plan. I'd like to know what we're doing and how we plan on doing it.
No, Kurt, you don't understand. I am now, and by the way, calling me a rhino, that's really rich. I got to be honest.
That's amazing.
If I'm a rhino where I say that there's a war on white people and being trans is a mass delusion and that we're being invaded, you know, by the great replacement of the third world. But Charlie's a rhino because Kurt, I want a plan.
Yes. Yes, you clearly love Soros and Jeb. It's just, I can't deal with, I can deal with disagreement. I do all that.
No, I mean, by the way, some of the audience is just disagreeing and they've been polite. But I'd say that hundreds of people are just like, they're coming after my motives. They're like, you're an establishment hack. I'm like, really?
Okay. Words actually mean something, okay? When you say words like establishment, neocon, these actually have rhino. They have meanings. It's not just a replacement word for something that you think is kind of bad or has displeased you. They have actual meanings. And I don't think it's too much to expect people to understand them and use them. Yeah, disagree with me. Fine. I'm a lawyer. Everyone I talk to all day literally disagrees with me. Okay? Doesn't offend me. What offends me is people who haven't thought their stuff through and who have sloppy, weak, emotion-driven thinking. Because that never, ever works.
That is well said. Kurt, plug your book. Plug whatever you want. You've been generous with your time.
Go get Overlord. It's the 8th Kelly Turnbull novel inspired by Andrew Breitbart back when I worked for him. He said, go out, make the media you want. This is the 8th. Full of action. America is split into red and blue. You send the red hero into the blue America, and they're crazy, and they're insane, and there's guns. You got a dog. Look at that cover by conservative artist Solly Hollywood. It is fun. I am number one in military thrillers right now. Number one in the world in military thrillers.
That's quite a category. Overlord. That's quite a category.
Yeah,
Kurt.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Military thrillers. I didn't even know that existed.
That's pretty cool.
Congratulations, Kurt. That's... All right, we'll have you on soon.
Thanks
so much. Look, I just want to speak directly to you guys, the audience. I love the feedback. I don't take it personally. I find it laughable. But don't allow your anger, your emotions to guide you in a bad direction. Here's a good rule of life. And I'm only 29, going to be 30 soon. Here's one of my rules of life. I make my worst decisions when I'm angry. I do not think clearly when I'm angry. When I get in a debate on a college campus and somebody is angry, I know I'm going to beat them in a debate because they're not thinking clearly. They're not rationally considering everything. So be measured. Let your temper go out and then ask yourself the question, is there a plan? Whatever that plan may or may not might be. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.